time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I think I'm okay. I think we'll make it just fine. Long night last night.
Yeah, it sure was.
A little high school football action last night, and took a little bit of time to get things through last night. Nobody wants to make any critical mistakes when you get to the playoffs, and we had a lot of fun last night, so we just do it again on Friday. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, very good. That's easy enough. Easy to convince him. I'm going to turn over to Kendall Warren as we get started this morning. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used microwave hood combination. Got a used gas electric clothes dryers. Got in a used 16 cubic foot upright freezer, good condition. Used two-door refrigerator with dispenser, 21 cubic foot, in excellent condition. Two models of refrigerators with bottom freezer, one with a new compressor. Two used side-by-sides. Used two-door refrigerator with top freezer. Used one-and-a-half cubic foot refrigerator, a couple of used electric ranges. Used front-load washers and dryers. We have two sets of those. Got new freezers, chest and upright. Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. If that freezer goes bad, call W&S. We'll take care of the problem. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Amana, Frigidaire, and Estate. Freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order, such as drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, range hoods, built-in ovens, and hoods. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. And, of course, bring in a little sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so it can help you properly size your new water softener from W&S. Jim?
Okay, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Ooh, boy, never run down the hall and back again just before you have to get on the air. That's hard to catch your breath and do justice to this. Guess I just gave away my secret, didn't I? Also, I might want to exercise a little bit more often than just running down the hall, apparently, too. Well, I don't know if you've taken a good hard look at the calendar today at all. You know what today is?
First day of November.
Yeah, it is. It's also Story Day.
Story Day.
There's a mathematician. His name is Ron Gordon. He's a professor of mathematics. And he's one of these guys that likes to kind of take a look at some of the oddities, especially around the world. And usually it happens to focus on the calendar oftentimes. Now that I say that, take another look at the calendar. What's today?
11-1-11.
Hey, there, now he's catching on. All right, there you go. Well, he does a lot of these calendar oddities, is what he seems to be spending a lot of his time with. Gotta love tenure, huh? Well, he spends a lot of time looking at a lot of the oddities on the calendar, and it might not necessarily be an oddity. It happens every century, but he was pointing out the fact that, he calls today Once Upon a Day. You've all heard the stories, right? All the old stories Mom used to tell us, they all started up, seems like, once upon a time.
That's true.
Well, this is Once Upon a Day, and but that's why he calls it Story Day, because a lot of stories start out that way. So
okay.
Now you're starting to follow along. Like I said, tenure is a wonderful thing. You have a lot of free time, I guess, when you have tenure.
You got to slow down. Like, Kendall's laughing too hard.
Well, I know it's early in the morning, and I had to go slow, but I figured eventually you'd catch up with me here. Well, yeah, today is 11-1-11, and it's Once Upon a Day. So what he's asking folks to do is just kind of write some stories, read a story, or maybe even, if you need some exercise, climb a story. Get it? Up the stairs, a story. Got it? All right. Trying to get you to follow along here. Well, he's actually sponsoring a contest. He's actually asking folks to write the best short story or poem, and it must start with Once Upon a Day. And it is an actual deal. And they're giving away prizes, too. The prizes they're giving away, the date in dollars is the prize for that particular contest. So they're giving away $1,111.11. And it'll be divided among the best 11 plus 11 plus 11 entries. So it won't make you very rich at all, but you can brag that you were a contest winner. The entries have to be completed within 11 plus 11 plus 11 days. So that's October 21st through November 22nd to do all that stuff. Now, you can go online and find out more about that by going to onceuponaday.net. If you want to find out more about this type of thing, maybe something to get the kids involved in some things, but when you take a look at what goes on during the particular time, there were four of these, what he calls story days, where there are all ones in them. There were four of those days in 2001. It would have been the very first day, January 1st of 2001, January 11th of 2001, and then, of course, you have two in November, 11-1 of 01 and 11-11 of 01. There were two of those days earlier this year, January 1st of 11 and then January 11th of 11, and we zip right by those. I'm sure we probably noticed it, didn't think much about it at all, but we have just two of these remaining now. This one today, so enjoy it. And then, of course, a week from Friday, which would be Veterans Day, November 11th of 11, so 11-11-11. And then that'll be the end of those types of days with ones in them like that. I won't see the next ones, unfortunately. I won't be around. Pretty certain I won't be around. Kendall might still be here. I won't be here at that point in time because it'll be 90 years before that happens again. It's one of those century things, you know, that just rolls around on the calendar like that. So you have to kind of have to be paying attention to these types of things. So maybe when you stop and think about all the things that are going on with 1-1 of, or actually it's 11-1 of 11, maybe you might want to think about all of those ones, just spending some time with the ones that are closest to you, whether it be family or friends, or wife, children, your husband, your best friend. Maybe you haven't been in touch with a long-lost friend in a long, long time. Maybe it's a good day to maybe make contact with those folks again and make that the one day that you're going to take off and do something kind of fun a little bit again and get together with some of those folks that you haven't seen in a long time. Maybe today, since it's ones upon a day, maybe it's time to go out and find that special one that you haven't found yet. Maybe you're one that's still looking for that special one. Maybe today's the day that you take it upon yourself to make that a priority and take off and go. The ones upon a day thing is, you know, it's a calendar thing, but there are other calendar things out there too. He does a lot of these different types of things. When you stop and take a look at this fella and some of the things that he's come up with, like square root day and all kinds of different types of things like that. As I said, 10 years is a wonderful thing. I guess you have plenty of time on your hands to spend doing these types of things, looking at research and stuff. But he comes up with a lot of these types of things. But, yeah, the ones upon a day thing, the contest, he's just, I mean, all the effort that he's put into figuring all this stuff out and deciding what to do. But, yeah, the story contest, the deadline, again, is 111 hours. After 1-11-11, and then the prize at that time was $11.11. So that's what they were doing. That was earlier this year, and of course now they're doing something a little different with that contest. Your entries have to be completed between October 21st and November 22nd, and you can submit them on Facebook book as well. You have 111 hours to get that story in. You can do it on Facebook. Just search for Ones Upon a Day. He's has an address out in Redwood City, California, if you're seriously interested in something like that. But, again, if you want to celebrate Ones Upon a Day, as I said, just share it with friends. Greet them with the news of the day, and they can tell other people about what's going on. It's kind of like a little secret that goes on. It's he says a little math, a little smile, and a little fun. I guess if people take the time, especially kids, take the time to have a little bit of fun with something like that, maybe catch an interest in math and things like that, you never know. Maybe that'll open something up in their lives, too. So, Ones Upon a Day. Enjoy it today, 11-1-11, and then you only have one more chance. Well, most of us are going to have just one more chance in our lifetimes, and that'll be coming up a week from Friday on Veterans Day, 11-11-11. Now, I know when you've got sevens across the board, when we had, like, you know, July 7th of 07, a lot of weddings. Mm-hmm. A lot of weddings. And that happened back in 1977 as well. I don't know about ones. Is one really a lucky number for a lot of people?
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard a lot of people, maybe the craze was catching on to have it on 11-11-11 just because it was a unique number to remember more so than anything else, I think.
I think it would help out the guys.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget that anniversary.
Real quick, what's your anniversary?
August 27th.
Nah, you had to think, didn't you? Try to do it as easy as possible so you don't have to think. That way you don't get yourself in trouble. Well, enjoy the day anyway. Tell a story, read a story, climb a story. Do one of those things, would you? Kendall Warren would like to tell you more. He has a little story to tell you about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Washers and dryers, Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, Amana, and Speed Queen and Estate. Good selection of models with top load with matching dryers and, of course, front load washers with matching dryers. Do have some closeouts on some front load washers at a very, very attractive price. Again, I might mention Speed Queen. Washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They carry 3-year, 100% parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire, convertible, portable, and built-in. We do deliver them and, of course, install and take care of the service after the sale. Refrigerators, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, and a very popular French door with bottom freezers. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. My apologies, too. Ron Gordon is a retired high school mathematics teacher. So he does have a lot of free time on his hands anyway. All right. Hey, Kendall, thanks a lot. Appreciate you being in here this morning. Hey, you got to make it a great Once Upon a Day. Great story day. And God bless America.